Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening, wherever you are on this amazing planet of ours.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes. And we are talking today about relaxing and allowing the moment to catch you. You know, have you ever been trying to get into the current moment and you get lost in that conversation with yourself and nothing is enough to satisfy that conversation? You can't. You know what's really interesting? That voice that says you need to quiet your mind, that's your mind. The same voice that says you need to quiet your mind is the noisy one that you think you need to quiet. It's really relentless.
The other day I was sitting, I don't even remember where I was sitting, but somewhere at home, and I had a cup of espresso.
Ooh.
And one of the things about our espresso machine is it makes what they call crema on top, which is kind of like a caramely colored light bubbles that appear on the top of the
espresso.
I was watching it in my cup, and I was watching how the bubbles that were in the middle after I took a sip were wanting to spread out and connect with the bubbles along the side. So it kept creating these amazing different
patterns,
and then it would run in a little tendril off to the side. It was just the most amazing thing.
Well, when you slow down and get into the current moment, you discover all kinds of amazing things.
All the things you walk by in your house that you either berate yourself that you need to do or you don't see. One of the things we wrote in a blog recently was about intermittent vacation. Whereas we're just sitting here and being here in our home these days, there's artwork that has largely become background.
Wallpaper.
It's become like, yes, the wallpaper on our computer screen. When you're here, the moment catches you. And a great way to catch the moment today is by slowing down enough to actually listen, to hear what's being said. And you can skip the part about thinking about what's being said. You can just, it's an odd way to put this because you're using your ears, but observe it, watch it, notice it. But through the audio.
Without judging what you discover when you notice it or watch it. Because, you know, we've been trained by the culture we grew up in to find fault, think we could do it better, work on ourselves, in other words. You know, the problem with talking about living in the moment is that the voice in your head thinks it knows what living in the moment is, and you never quite get there enough for it to be satisfied that you've arrived. And there's always someplace further to get to, rather than you are absolutely perfect exactly as you are in this moment of your life. In fact, you cannot be any different than you are in this moment of your life. Look, our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It's not problem-solution oriented. It's more about discovering how to access the current moment of your life and live there rather than trying desperately to get to some place that you think is better or your thinking machine thinks is better. Because
I don't, way to put it.
Because I don't think that's you that's thinking all those thoughts. But you do, and that's the problem. Anyway, we're not going to try to fix you, change you, make you better. That's not our approach. Our approach is discovering the moment. And if you listen, to hear what's being said, not through what you already know, not by comparing what's being said to what you already know, but just hear it. It can pull you into the current moment of your life. And that's when transformation takes place, in an instant.
For the last few months, we've been doing global video seminars, 1, 2, 3 times a week. And we had somebody who's been around us for quite a while ask a really interesting question on Saturday. And I really saw it was genuine. He's heard the three principles of instantaneous transformation for a while. The first one is anything you don't like, don't want, or resist, it sticks around. It grows stronger. It's what you think about. It's what you wake up with. Those things you object to or don't like dominate your life. The second principle is so simple, the mind generally doesn't like it. Life shows up as it does. In any given moment, it shows up exactly as it does.
You mean it is what it is?
Yeah, it is what it is. Without the, oh God, it is what it is. You know, it's not like you've ever had the best orgasm of your life and you turn to your partner and go, it is what it is. No, that's a complaint usually. So it's about the perfection of this moment. That was the thing that launched us on
our
new
careers.
You just
drove a lot of people crazy.
I did it on purpose.
You use the O word.
I like to drive people crazy. Third principle is this. Anything you see without judging completes itself.
In an instant.
And his question was about how do you see something without judging it? And part of it is to become aware of your judgments. What is your judgment and not judging your judgmental nature. This morning,
not trying to get over it, not thinking you should be better than you are, but allowing yourself to be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life without finding fault with that as though somehow you should be different.
And including it.
Now, here's the thing. In the cultural download, we were all given a set of standards that nobody lived up to. In other words, the people who gave you your standards of right and wrong, good and bad, and better and worse, those people never lived up to those standards for themselves. Mm. Yet they told you you should. And you absorb that as though, and they may not have told you in words, but in actions and deeds. You know, they expressed it in how they lived their lives. They thought they should be better than they were. And that's why they went to confession.
But of course, that's how prejudice is passed down. You know, some of my earliest memories are my mom getting on her knees, my height, telling me that all people of all different skin colors are equal. And people of different races are equal. And she fought in the civil rights. She was really, that was really her truth. But that didn't mean that when a person of color, when I first moved to New York, if a large man who was of color came walking down the street, that she, as a very tiny white woman, didn't get tight. You register not only what people say, but you absorb what they don't say. But with awareness.
A simple seeing without judgment. Or if you notice you have a judgment, then you don't judge that judgment. So it just becomes neutral.
Sean, I've been laughing lately a lot because we have a new kitten and she is very amusing. And she can chase her tail by way of entertaining herself. And sometimes she wants to come up and purr and rub up against us. And a lot of times she really doesn't want to have anything to do with us, even if
except we're going to feed her.
Yes. But it's so easy for us to want what we want when we want it rather than.
Like we want her to be affectionate when she's being aloof.
Or when she wants to play. So life has been really fun to observe our reaction rather than think, oh, the cat is pissing me off. It's that.
Or she doesn't like me.
Yes.
That's the big one. She doesn't like me.
Yeah, Shai can.
She likes Ariel better than she likes me.
That was so funny. Shai was thinking that this morning. I'm like, Shai, she's sitting next to you. And he's like, she is? You know, she was sitting next to him, but you can get so caught up in your thoughts of course, he wasn't awake yet, but it's easy enough to prove what we want to prove as opposed to.
And then everything that doesn't fit into what we want to prove, we disregard. That means don't look at.
Hey, we have a
caller?
Yeah, let's take our first one,
okay,
shall we? We have Benedict in Cologne, Germany. Hi, Benedict.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to hear your voice.
Hey, how are you?
We are excellent.
Yes, lovely to hear you too.
Thank you.
Great. Great. Cool. It's so cool to listen to you. I really feel like I'm slowing down just listening to you guys.
Well, thank you.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Who knows? Maybe you need to be revved up.
Good question. Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that I was really relaxed, being home, you know, working from home, and I think I'm just realizing that I'm not relaxed at all, or I weren't relaxed at all.
Well, that's great. Now here's the thing, Benedict. That's really good. If you realize that you're not relaxed and don't beat on yourself thinking you ought to be relaxed, then you will discover how to relax. If you stop picking on yourself for not being the way you think you ought to be, then the way you ought to be will show up. Because you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. And if you're not relaxed in that moment, well, that's the way it is. Now, you may have the thought, I should relax. But your thoughts and your experience are very different.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I have that thought. That hits the nail on the head.
You know, it's fun.
I really think, well, you shouldn't be that way.
When you're talking about how you feel pressure, in the past, when you went out to work, you probably felt pressured by your boss or pressured by your schedule or pressured by the things you had to do. You take away all those things and you recognize that internal pressure is there. It is not circumstantially.
It's not external pressure. It's
right.
Internal pressure.
Yes. Yes. That's so true. That's so true. And something else I've noticed, that now that I have more time and I'm home most of the time working or doing other stuff, is that I try to, or that I fill the time that I have with stuff that I don't really need to do. I think to fill the time.
Yeah, but
is that a bad thing?
But you make it sound like it's a negative thing that you do that, as though you should do something more productive with your time.
Oh, yes.
So you've got this embedded complaint about yourself for relaxing.
Yes.
You know, our kitten sleeps, or she fills her time with stuff. Like, she'll look around and find something to play with and do to entertain herself. So, you know, why can't we be that way? Where, you know, if you're filling your time, what else are you going to do? I mean, you could sit and look at your coffee cup like I did the other day, which was kind of fun. But I wouldn't have wanted to do that for an entire day.
You could meditate.
That was very meditative, actually. But it wasn't a
meditation
discipline.
To get better?
No, it wasn't a meditation to get better. I was, as we say on the show, relaxing, and the moment catches us. I found when I meditated to catch the moment, you know,
to get there.
Yeah,
right.
That being said, when I found myself looking into the cup, it was a bit reminiscent of the time when we were actively meditating. I just love that it's a spontaneous experience rather than something I have to do in order to try and be a better me. I find it much more satisfying that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
So here's the other thing, Benedict, as you're talking, if you're home and you're largely alone and you're not like in an office with other people or out with clients as you used to be, it's so easy to spend a lot of time talking to yourself about yourself, how you're doing, analyzing yourself.
We
got to fill the time with something. We may as well fill it with
self-help.
Help.
Help, I'm drowning in myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if, this is a what if question, what if there's nothing wrong with you?
What? Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
I mean, if there's nothing wrong with you being the way you are. You know, we're all kind of, not kind of, we're all unique. Each one of us have different DNA. Even twins have different DNA. So.
Do identical twins have different DNA?
Yeah, they do. They do, they do. They have very similar DNA, but there are differences.
Hmm.
Yeah, each one of us is unique, and there's nothing wrong with your unique nature. You know, a rose bush is not inferior to an oak tree. They're both uniquely perfect the way they are. And we strive to achieve. Well, for me, it's John Wayne. You know, I grew up with John Wayne, the Duke. And, you know, but
He walked in a cool way, right?
But he was 6 inches taller than me, and I'm never going to get those 6 inches. You know? He walked in a cool way. I remember once I went to a bodywork seminar that's doing work on people's bodies at Esalen Institute. And the person leading the seminar said, I walked funny. And we figured out what it was. I was trying to walk like John Wayne walked, from an early childhood decision that that was cool. And then I discovered how to walk like me. Walk like me, talk like me, be me. You know, when you're being yourself, man, life is cool. When you're thinking you should be different than you are, nothing is cool.
Oh, yeah. that feels good. Thanks, guys.
You're
so welcome.
That's really cool.
Thank you for calling in today.
Really a treat speaking with you.
So great hearing you.
Awesome. Awesome. And with that, I think we should go to a break, shall we?
I think so, too.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone. Thanks to Benedict. Thanks for everyone. We'll be back.
So come on back.
Don't miss
being
here.
Here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you. Nice to be back.
If you want to be with us, including a video format, and a lot of the folks from the community around the world, join us for some of these global video seminars. They happen most...
Start with one?
Okay.
Yeah.
They happen most Mondays, Saturdays, the occasional Tuesday. We do not want have one this Saturday, as it is the 4th of July, a big holiday here in the States. So the next one is Monday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We have lots of Europeans on. They start at midnight. They go from midnight till 2 in the morning. Saturdays are translated into German, and the occasional Tuesdays, we do that once a month. That is also translated into German. This month's coming up, the global video seminar for the weekend is Creativity and Intuition.
It's worth joining us for that. Really, it is. You know, there's this, you know, I hate to be arrogant, but I am. You know, unless you've experienced directly being in current time, there's a whole new reality that you could live by getting into the current moment. We are not lost in thoughts and worries about a future that hasn't arrived yet. And God knows, listening, God knows that there is so much to be upset about out there.
Mm.
There's so much to worry about out there. There's the planet. There's the COVID. There's the unemployment.
And I'm sure your mind is filling in with
that. And there's all the others that you worry about and get lost in. And you know something? When you're worried and lost about that, you're not in your experience of living. You're in your experience of worry. Now, that may be fine if you like worrying. But if you complain to yourself that you shouldn't be worrying, join us for a seminar. You'll forget about it for a few hours. You'll discover there's another possibility. You'll discover how to be yourself, not because we talk to you about it, but because you discover how to listen, and listening is cool.
Let's take our next caller.
I'm listening.
All right. We have Adam. He's in
New Jersey.
Where in New Jersey are you, Adam?
Hi, I'm in Madison, New Jersey.
I'm in my new apartment. Well, welcome home to your new home.
Thank you. It's lovely here. It's on Drew University campus, so there's just lots and lots of trees at my window and grass. And beautiful.
That's great.
Nice.
What can we do for you today, sir?
Well, if I'm being honest, you guys have been so helpful already. I was listening since the beginning. And just this whole conversation about relaxing into the moment has relaxed me a lot from the beginning. I guess.
Can I make a correction?
Sure.
This conversation hasn't relaxed you.
Okay.
You see, there's this tendency amongst us to blame how we are on the current circumstances of our life, rather than you just relaxed. You make it the conversation relaxed you. And it sounds like semantics, but it's not. What it is that most people blame how they're feeling or their experience of living on the circumstances they're in, rather than on just being here.
Yeah.
The other thing, you said, if I'm being honest, well,
we want you to be dishonest.
No, yeah, don't be honest, really. Why would you want to be honest?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to make it sound like there was, I felt like if I had a problem, it was already solved, if that makes sense, so.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. Like I say, we're not, our approach is not problem solution oriented. But you see, most problems don't exist in the current moment. They exist in the future.
But the question is, you know, Shai and I are working on a new book project, and I was chatting with our production assistant and Valerie today. And I was telling her, hey, here are the places where I mentally get stuck as we go forward. And it's, I'm way ahead of myself, but I figure if I tell you what they are, then I can address them and it'll be over. And it was true. I mean, silly things like, do we have enough content or will this particular chapter work? I mean, we don't know. We haven't edited it yet. There are things that I don't need to know at this point of the process. But it was really nice to offload it because then I was here. And it was between me and my ability to express myself in an editing style or with words. So I have a question for you, Adam, if not suggesting that you have a problem, but if you have any questions or concerns or things that have been running around in your head, what might it be?
What's been running around in my head a lot is, you know, I just moved, and I'm still moving. I still have some things in New York. So the things that have been running around in my head are like, how am I going to coordinate the van to get to New York, and what am I going to take, and what time am I going to do it, and when am I going to do it, and, you know, when am I going to find time to unpack everything, and how are we going to decorate? And so there's just been a lot of, at least in my current environment, there's just been a lot of like moving and unpacking thoughts in my head.
Yeah. That's great because, you know, anytime you have a project, whether in my case it's a book project or in your case it's a moving project or in some people's case it's finding a new job project, it's so easy to skip out from where you are to think about things that you don't need to be addressing, but they're space fillers so that you don't have to be in the unknown or intimate.
I think it's about being intimate. That's probably true.
Well, yeah. And it's not just intimate with your partner. It's like intimate with your environment. I mean, I had an intimate moment with my coffee cup. Not that I have to now go try and look at the bubbles on top every time I have a cup of coffee, but it's really about being where you are so that your life is vital and alive as opposed to not. And then it's about not being hard on yourself when you get caught up in a thought loop. Like we got an email last night from somebody who was upset. They had been awake during the night worrying about their business. And it's so easy to go forward in the future, and you have the idea, no, it's okay, but...
Well, problem is, people compare what's going on in their life currently to their idea or ideal of how life should be showing up, and this moment never can compare to your ideal moment, you see? And we have ideal moments that we hold in a special place, and then we compare what's going on in our lives now to what we once had as a possibility. And this moment will always fall short because that ideal moment is a memory that's like a facsimile of the reality. So it bears no true experiential resemblance. It's just got like a fax machine of old not the new ones, not the ones that print on paper, but the ones that printed on thermal paper that turned purple, gray, and brown.
Yeah, I think I've been thinking a lot that my ideal moment is when everything is unpacked and the place looks as what I consider ideal or clean and neat.
Yes. Yes. And so until then, this isn't it. And when that shows up, oh, by the way, right. That won't be it either.
No, you'll have a new set of criteria that's right. out in the future that's when your life will begin. When you right. get
it'll be
back to work full time in person or when.
Oh, look, you thought when you'd have a relationship, everything would be better.
And now you have a relationship, absolutely. And now it's when you get moved.
Right, when we're living together, it'll be better. And now it's
that's
when
right.
it's more unpacked, it'll be better. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, now, but the problem with that, my dear Adam, is when you are living together, then that becomes not it either. In that reality of this isn't it, and something in the future will be better.
But the exciting part of that, Adam, is that way of thinking is ingrained and it will never change. If you were waiting for that to change, the new enlightened version, you know, it's like your operating system, Adam 3.0. No, it's always going to be slotting in where you are is not it, and something in the future is it. And if you know that and resist it, it eats you.
Future or past was it.
If you allow yourself to see that without judging it, it comes along for the ride. It has no negative or positive impact. It's just there. And then you can look out and actually see those trees.
There are trees?
Because he was saying there are
lots of trees out my window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're going to unpack and go, wow, it'll be better when I get a bigger apartment or we buy a home, or there's always the next thing. And just so you know, if you are totally in love with the apartment you're in, will not keep you from someday owning your own home. The idea that we have to be dissatisfied in order to have expansion is erroneous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Because some part of me has been like, well, this is only temporary anyway.
Right. So is life, my dear.
Well, I'm sure a lot of the people who died in the last few months thought whatever they were up to was only temporary also.
Right. And when next year comes, when retirement comes, when something in the future comes, then it will get better. But, you know, live as though this is the last day of your life and plan as though you're going to live forever.
Cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're
so
welcome
much. Thanks
so
for
much.
Calling. It was fun, and congratulations on your move.
Yes, and your new apartment.
Thank you.
All right. Yes,
thanks.
You're welcome. Let's take Christiana. She's in Hamburg, Germany. Hi, Christiana.
Hi. Hi. I'm here.
Yes, you are.
You know, speaking of creativity and intuition, I hadn't opened up to see who we had on the show today because I know a lot of you, the people who call in, actually schedule that you ask to call in and have a slot on the show so that producers set it up, but we never know in advance. So I was thinking of you today, Christiana. I was going to write you an email just to tell you, you know, we saw you a couple weeks ago, how lovely it was, and that we missed you on the last call. And then here's your night. Here you are. So it's much easier to do it this way.
That's so nice. Yeah. It has been a long time that I haven't been calling in, so I'm really excited today.
That's great.
And I have a question.
We're ready.
Yes, we are listening.
So I'm single for 7 months now, and it's quite unnormal for me because I was in a long-term relationship with my husband, and I had my boyfriend for 8 years, and now I'm single. And I'm looking for, well, I'm dating since 2 months now. Uh-huh. And I feel so impatient and also a little bit, let me say, arrogant or ambitious, because I want to meet the right man. And I have so many requirements for this man. And sometimes I think perhaps it's too much, and that's why I don't meet the perfect one.
Well, see, here's the problem. Your idea of what perfect is may not exist in reality.
You had at least two perfect ones that I know of.
That's right.
Your relationship before your marriage, and then your relationship. And they started perfect, they had a middle perfect, and they ended perfectly. So it's a lot like Adam saying, well, this isn't permanent. Someday it'll get better. So here you are, you're not in a relationship and you're dating. So it's similarly, you're saying, well, you know, someday I'll move on.
And find the right one.
Well, if you are the right one, and I got to tell you, Sean and I have been talking about this with our new kitten who teaches us new things every day. We've been having fun with her. If I'm feeling well, it's lovely having her. If I'm frustrated, it's easy to be frustrated with the kitten. If you're impatient, you're going to think you're impatient whilst looking to find the one, rather than you're just impatient.
Or your impatience will be caused by the one you're with.
Once you get with them.
Like, they'll be the cause. You'll blame them for how you're being.
And if you were listening from the beginning, this is what we were talking with Benedict about. You know, he used to think he was pressured by the outside. Now he can just wake up feeling pressure. And if he doesn't take it personally and he doesn't look and say, wow, why am I feeling pressure? But just recognize, hey, I'm in a pressure zone. I don't know why our cat sometimes runs around so revved it can't stand itself in one place. And other times all it wants to do is sleep. It's just the way it is.
Or sometimes it won't let us near her. And other times it wants to be held and loved.
So yeah, sometimes nice. you may be impatient, and other times it's time for patience, like now, because we're going to take a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yeah, sure.
All right. We'll be back shortly.
It's really nice to hear your voice,
yeah.
Christiana.
Come on back and don't miss being here.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious. And being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, You can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
We're on Alexa smart speakers and connected devices.
Hey, Alexa, play Being Here podcasts on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
That's right. You can call in. We always schedule callers. It makes it more fun, but you're welcome to call in. We are doing them all live these days. If you didn't get our email newsletter today, that means you're not on our mailing list. So you may want to go up to
TransformationMadeEasy.com
and sign up, because it's really fun. You get an article of the month, video of the month. They're very pretty, these newsletters. They're very informative. And
they actually, if you listen to them or read them or watch them, could transform your life.
Yeah, they did. We have them so you can drop into the moment just by opening them, which I really love. We are very thankful that you're listening, and we have shout outs to some of the cities where people are listening from.
So if you're in Ann Arbor, Michigan, thank you for listening.
And also Palisades Park, New Jersey.
How about Elk Ridge, Maryland?
Windcrest, Texas.
Victoria, Australia.
Baselstadt in Switzerland.
Oakland, Auckland, New Zealand.
That's what we get for joking around with Oakland. And Sao Paulo, Brazil. Wherever
you're in. And if you're in Oakland,
California, what the heck?
Why not?
So wherever you're listening.
And any
from,
other place you are, thank you for listening.
And if you know anybody in Oakland or anywhere else and you'd like to share this show with them, please do. Transformation really grows when you share it. We are speaking with Christiana.
You're right. It does grow when you share it.
How you doing, Christiana?
Fine. I'm really fine.
That's great.
It gives me really, you know, it slows everything a little bit down, and that's very, very nice for me.
Yeah. You know, there's a song, an old song in America. It was called Love the One You're With. And you see, if you love someone, you love them the way they are, and you love them the way they're not. So if they don't fit your picture of the perfect man, if you love them, they may be able to fulfill that role for you. But if you find fault with them, they never will. They can't. So your critical nature, and this goes for everybody, it's not just you, Christiana, your critical nature finds fault with you. And so it finds fault with anybody who would find you attractive. So it's really quite a losing operation or set of circumstances that you put yourself in. If you judge yourself, you're going to judge anybody who finds you beautiful, wonderful, sexy, attractive.
And if you look back, remember I said to you earlier in the last segment that you had at least two perfect relationships that I knew of before.
Yeah.
That if you look back to your marriage, it was a perfect representation of how you related to yourself.
And who you were.
Back then.
That's right.
So if during this time frame, the COVID slowdown around dating, now mind you, in Germany, things are opening up. You could probably even sit in a room with somebody you might have interest in right now. If you can discover your perfection and enjoying you right now, then you go out on a date. That person may be a one date person, but it'll be the perfect one date, even if what it is you discover that you really have no interest in spending more time with him. Or Shia was a one date person.
I certainly
and
was.
It was so much more fun than anybody else. And even when I was dating other people and I told Shia, look, you know, don't come over or call tonight because I had another date. And he looked at me and said, are you still doing things you're not having fun doing? And I thought about it for a minute and I went, yeah, but I'll handle it. And that's when I, you know, broke up with the other person I was dating. I mean, I was always very straightforward with him that I was dating other people. But
him being me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was straightforward with everybody. I didn't hide from people that I was, you know, dating. But what was lovely was to discover that this person I went out with for one time was fun. And I liked me. You know, you get used to liking you and then you're around somebody and you still like you. Then that's a really interesting combination.
Yeah, and you know, we have pictures, ideas about what the right one will look like and be like. And
yeah.
Those pictures get in the way of seeing who's there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, Christiana, if I gave you any advice, it would be to be kind to yourself. And then you'll be kind to the people around you. And
the other thing too is I've been seeing you on these Zoom videos lately. I'd date you.
Absolutely.
Great.
And I'll tell you something else. Yeah. Just my experience of you back in some of your dating times, and of course your kids were younger then too. It always seemed like you put everybody and everything else first.
In front of you.
And I know, you know, there were work obligations and family obligations, but it was always seemed like obligations. There's a possibility right now that you can fill your cup, as it were, like really give to yourself. And then you can include other people in the overflow rather than have to sacrifice yourself. I mean, that was one of the things I was talking to our assistant Valerie about today. Is that we've written many successful books, and each time it gets easier. But as we're on the journey of putting it together right now, I noticed that whatever effort I did that was extra last time is married into what I think I need to do in order to be successful this time. So I was talking to her about the possibility of it being effortless rather than repeating my past thinking it was necessary. It's entirely possible that today, this moment, this relationship with yourself can be new.
Wow. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank
you are so welcome.
And just a reminder to you and all the other folks out there, we can't see you this Saturday. We don't have a global video seminar, but hope to see you sometime in the next couple of weeks.
Stay up late and join us for a Monday
Why
night.
Why not? They're fun. All right. Thanks. Let's take our next caller, shall we?
Yes.
All right. Miss Cheryl in Hong Kong.
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia. How are you?
We're good.
Hey, don't carry any signs saying freedom.
I know.
No free Hong Kong signs.
No free Hong Kong signs. Nothing like that.
You could go to jail for the rest of your life.
That's a rough place.
Yes, it is. It is today. I stayed in this afternoon, ever since this afternoon, just to make sure they don't get anywhere near all the chaos that's out there right now.
Good. Then I don't have to worry about you.
What can we do for you, lovey?
Not that I worry.
So I did have a question, but I also wanted to relay something that happened just a few hours ago. So I'm, and it's, I really feel like it's a good thing, and it's the result of me attending these seminars and being more in the moment, or being aware of when I'm either not, or how to get jump back into the moment. So we had a day off today for a celebrate the handover, and so I had a whole bunch of to celebrate the handover from back to China.
Oh, I see.
And,
Okay.
Yep.
So I had and I'll be taking Thursday and Friday, so I kind of have like a little holiday, and I have this list of big tasks that I want to, projects, I guess, like look for work or find a job, date, clean my apartment, like from top to bottom, and then I also have a kind of performance tomorrow, and so I, on the one hand, I was feeling overwhelmed with all the things I wanted to get done, but then since the performance is tomorrow, and I feel like I always have stage fright, and that there's a little bit of complication on how to, I wanted to put together a gong stand, and I could see how I really wanted to just check out and just ignore everything, like hoped that everything would just go away, and I can see how I've done that in the past, and so I just kind of looked at what do I need to do, and how is that going to help me tomorrow? Because I found in the past that I normally waited to the very last minute, like putting it out of my mind, not wanting to do what needed to be done. And I just did it. It was complicated in that it was like a puzzle piece, but I did it, and I'm pretty much ready for tomorrow. You know, there are just some little things for tomorrow, but I just feel like it was also, I feel like I'm going to cry. It was like it was a gift to myself, because I eliminated a lot of pressure or stress that I normally put on myself by avoiding things I need to do.
You know, torturing yourself is not being responsible.
I like your list, because your list is set up, and I hope Benedict is still listening. Your list is set up for pressure. It's not just taking action toward finding a job. It's like find a job, get a boyfriend, clean from top to bottom. It's not like today I'm going to handle the drawer. You know, you have these big, wide, sweeping things. While you're at it, why don't you handle all the unrest in China? I think, you know, you should put that on your list too.
In Hong Kong.
Yeah, really, in Hong Kong. You know, and also being overwhelmed saves you from having to look and take action on anything. But maybe there are times where you can just give yourself a break, and then when you sit down and do things, that's what I was, again, talking to Valerie about today, is that I did one section of this new project in an hour and a half, which is something that had taken me days and days and days last time. And it's not just because I knew how to do it now. It's because
you just did it.
I just did it, and I didn't do it when I wasn't doing it. Because lots of times we're talking to ourselves about what we should be doing. We don't get rest. We don't stop. And then, you know, we're worn down before we actually get to it. So it sounds like you just did what you did, and you didn't do what you're not doing. And, you know.
That makes for a lot easier life.
Yes, I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's because I have been attending so many calls recently with you guys, or, but it felt so good, I guess.
It was effortless.
Yeah, and
And Cheryl, your consistency of attendance via the virtual seminars we've been doing has made your life so much easier. It's not like you get out of balance and have to rebalance yourself. You just stay centered.
Enough so that you can see how you have operated and you have new options available rather than trying to dig yourself out of a hole.
Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like. I felt like many times in the past I've been digging myself out of the hole, or I've let things accumulate because I just kind of avoided things, and I can see how tomorrow I'm nearly done, or I'm kind of ready, and there's so much less pressure.
Hey, we only have a few seconds left, but I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
You are capable, and you are able, and you will do great. So just relax. Have fun. Have fun with it.
Thanks.
And then the people you're doing it with can have some fun, too.
Yep. By the way, everyone, next week's show is called Practical Intuition. And as Cheryl was just speaking with us, I intuit that she's more ready than she thinks.
That's my experience as well.
We'll be back next week, everybody.
So come on back.
And please,
don't miss
being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.